Okay. Without further ado, could you welcome up Kirsty Cook, please? Hi, Kirsty. You all right?
Yep.
Thanks for coming. I know that you had a bit of a dash putting the kids to bed so you could get out tonight, so we appreciate you making the effort to be here.
No problem.
Now, I know that, again, having spoken to you beforehand, you had quite a significant experience in what you described as an encounter with Jesus. I wonder if you could maybe just kind of explain how that all came to being and what sort of led you to that point, really.
Sure. Well, it was in a healing prayer setting. And just to give you a brief bit of background, some of you will have known my story a bit before, but I lost my mum to cancer when I was 15, and my dad remarried in the following year to that. And the relationship that I had with my stepmother was very stormy, to say the least. And over the kind of next sort of 4 or 5 years, just became very hurtful and quite emotionally abusive, and was just a very difficult time, really. And then 7 years after that, my dad then fell ill with leukemia and died. And so in the midst of all of the grief, I also had the relationship with my stepmom ongoing, which was very poor. And so I was doing a good job of building up a lot of grief, a lot of anger, bitterness and resentment. And as a result, really, over the years, I think that led to me starting to become independent and a bit pride-filled about some things. And just generally, I think I felt for me that loving God and loving others is the key thing for my life. And actually, I was struggling to do that because all of this stuff was starting to get in the way.
Thank you. So what happened next? What was, with that being the background, what happened next?
Well, a good friend of mine, who, Mike's wife actually, gently pointed out to me that some of these things might need to be dealt with, and I kind of reluctantly...
She's good like that.
Yeah, reluctantly agreed that that was probably true. And so I set about doing a bit of healing prayer, and what I found in the past was I had dealt with some of the... I had looked at some of the stuff, particularly with my parents before, but what I found was that as I tried to turn to that, more often than not, this issue with my stepmom kept getting in the way. So we decided to focus on that, and one evening just sat and prayed through some stuff with her. And one thing in particular was during the time that my dad was very ill, I'd had an overnight stay with him at Addenbrooke's Hospital. And I was leaving in the morning, having been there all night, and she was arriving. And we had this huge showdown in the car park. It was just a horrendous incident where she just like unleashed an awful lot of just really evil comments and stuff about me that wasn't true. And it was just an awful experience in the midst of kind of obviously what was going on with my dad. And so I just asked Jesus into that situation, basically, and just saw him. I kind of went back to the time and saw him just standing with me whilst I was getting this kind of torrent of abuse. And when it stopped, it was I noticed he was kind of standing, holding onto my arms. And he, basically, I just had this revelation of the cross. And it was like in the middle of the car park, I was standing at the foot of the cross. It's like it came down onto the floor where I was at. And Jesus was saying, you know, you have a choice here. You can either forgive her and walk away or follow the path where she is. And it was like there was two paths. I knew that I wanted to forgive her, but I also knew that in doing that, I had to lay everything down at the cross, everything that had been built up inside. And there was part of me that found that hard to do because I knew that when I put it down, I couldn't pick it up again. And so I kind of, I guess I learned what it was to cast your burdens onto Jesus at that point. So I it was almost physically like lifting a bag and putting it down. And as I did that, I found that just impulsively, I just repented and repented. It wasn't like it was a choice of things I knew I had to do. It was just like in my spirit, just naturally did it. And as I did that, there was just an incredible release of freedom and peace and joy. And I kind of walked off down this path away from my stepmom and with Jesus. And he was just talking to me about stuff that, you know, we were going to be doing together. And it was just an incredibly powerful experience of what it is to not only receive God's forgiveness, but then to be able to forgive somebody else. Mm.
That's remarkable. I mean, I know for you that must have been a very... it's obviously a significant moment, but I know having spoken to you that it's not just had an impact on you, has it? It's other things have happened since that time. Mm. Could you just maybe just say what's
been going on? Yeah, well, I mean, broadly, a lot's changed in my life, I guess, in terms of just how I do relate and what my relationship with God looks like. But more specifically, all that happened about a year ago, and about 6 months ago, having just parked all kind of that particular incident, I had a dream out of the blue just about reconciliation with my stepmom, and I hadn't really had any thoughts about that up until that point. And I was quite fearful of what that might look like. So I had just asked God, you know, look, if this really is from you, I will need some confirmation because I can't go ahead with this unless I'm really, it's very risky. And 2 days later, a letter arrived on the doormat from her, bearing in mind I'd heard nothing from her for 9 years, and just saying, just been thinking about you, wondered how you're all doing, would love to see you sometime. So about 4 months ago, she and I met up in Cambridge and had a really good meeting together. And in fact, last month, I took my kids back to the home that I grew up in, which I thought I would never, ever be able to do, because she still lives in the house that my parents owned. And it was just wonderful to be able to take my family there and to share with them memories that I had growing up.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that, Kirsty. Can we just thank her for sharing that? That's brilliant.